Good morning, boys and girls. Really nice to be with you at your Children's Day. I got something with me, and I wonder, can you see what it is? Can you see me? Yes, it's bubbles. I like bubbles. Wonder, do you like blowing bubbles as well? I have a little nephew, and when we blow the bubbles, he tries to catch them. What do you think happens when he tries to catch the bubbles? Yes, they burst. They also burst when they hit something hard like the floor or a wall, because they don't last. They don't last very long, and they certainly don't last forever. There are other things. Maybe you get a toy for your birthday or Christmas, and now it's broken. There's no use. You can't use it because it's broken, because it doesn't last forever. Maybe in the morning you go to put your socks on and your toe comes through because your socks have got a hole in it. They have worn and they don't last forever. They wear out. And what about sweets? I wonder how long they last in your house. Certainly don't last very long in my house. But today we're going to look at something from the Bible that lasts forever. And this is a verse that I know all of you know very well. And Lynn read it for us earlier on. And this verse we find in John chapter 3 and verse 16. Let's say the verse together. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Can you see the word that means will last forever? Yes, eternal, or another word for that would be everlasting life. And Jesus used this verse when he was speaking to a man who came to him one night. And the man's name was Nicodemus. And Nicodemus was a religious leader. He was a Pharisee. Now the Pharisees spent hours and hours reading the Old Testament, and they were very strict about keeping all the laws or rules in the Old Testament. The Pharisees didn't believe that Jesus was who he said he was. They didn't believe that he was God's son who had been sent to be the savior of the world. Nicodemus was different. He knew Jesus was special, and he wanted to find out more about Jesus. So he decided to go and see Jesus. Verse 2 in the passage that Lynn read for us tells us that he went to see Jesus at night time. Maybe he didn't want the other religious leaders to find out that he was going to see Jesus. Or maybe he thought if he went at night time, he would get a chance to speak to Jesus on his own. We don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. But when Nicodemus came to Jesus, he called Jesus Rabbi, which means teacher. He said that he knew he had been sent by God because no one could do the things he did unless God was with him. He was probably talking about the miracles that Jesus did. Do you know what a miracle is? Yes, a miracle is something that only God can do. And Jesus did miracles because he is God the Son. Can you think of any miracles that you've learned about in Sunday school that Jesus did? Shout them out. Yes, he turned water into wine. He healed sick people. He fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he calmed the storm, and he did many more as well. But you know, Jesus' reply to Nicodemus was very strange. He said, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. Nicodemus was very puzzled. He couldn't understand this. How could he, a grown man, be born again? Did he have to become a little baby again? No. Jesus was explaining to Nicodemus that there is no way that you can earn your way into God's kingdom, that you must be changed, and just as we are born into our families, we must also be born into God's family. To be born into God's family means being changed on the inside. When we're born into our families, we are born with sin in our hearts, wanting to go our own way instead of God's way. That's why we find it so easy to tell lies or be disobedient or use God's name wrong in the wrong ways. All of these things are sin. Remember, we learned the last time that sin is anything that we say or do that breaks God's law. The Bible tells us that God is holy and he can't even look on sin. To be born into God's family means that we will be changed on the inside and we will want to go God's way instead of our own way. But Nicodemus still didn't really understand what Jesus was talking about. So Jesus knew Nicodemus, and he knew that he knew the Old Testament really well. And so he told a story from the Old Testament that Nicodemus would have known. And he reminded Nicodemus about a time in the Old Testament when the children of Israel sinned against God, and God punished them by sending snakes which bit the people and they became really sick. God told Moses what he should do so the people could be healed. He told him to make a bronze snake and put it on a pole, and when the people looked at the snake, they would be healed. Trusting in Jesus is the only way that we can have our hearts changed. That is why God sent him into the world. Remember our verse? God sent him because he loved us. And Jesus told Nicodemus that he had to be lifted up. And he was talking about that he would have to die on the cross, because he was the only one who was perfect, so he was the only one who could pay the price for the punishment of our sin. And that is why Jesus came. He didn't come to stay a little baby. He didn't come just to do miracles or be a great teacher. He came to die on the cross to take the punishment for our sins, so that he could make a way that our sins could be forgiven. Remember our verse? This verse tells us what God did. Can you see it? Yes, God loved us and he gave his son. It also tells us what we need to do. What do we need to do? We need to believe. And then there's a promise that if we believe, then we will not perish, but we will have eternal life. Life that will last forever. Let's say the verse again. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I wonder if you ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior. You can do that even this morning. And I wonder if you have asked the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, then maybe this is something that you could make and tell others. This circle reminds me about God, because it is no beginning and no end. God has always been there and he will always be there. And God loved us so much that he sent the Lord Jesus to die on the cross and to rise again to take the punishment for our sin. That whoever, and that's a mirror, so when we look at that, we see ourselves. And if we trust in the Lord Jesus, then we will not perish, which means to be separated from God forever, but will have eternal life. Not like the bubbles that don't last because they burst, or the toy that gets broken, or the sock that gets worn out, or the sweets that get ate up. God's gift to us lasts forever. Thank you for listening.